time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Derek Jensen and Chris Haycock. They are with Active Reentry. They've got an event coming up on November 19th. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the support groups and services that they offer out at Active Reentry. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
So, Chris, let's start first with you, and let's talk about the event that's coming up on the 19th. There's going to be a lot of information that's given out on the 19th, right?
So we're going to do a drive-through community resource fair. This is to get local agency information out into the community for people that, with disabilities and just people that want the information in general. We're looking for other partnering agencies to come out and pass out that information.
So this is a drive-through that's going to give, you just haven't had the opportunity to do anything like this all year, correct?
Correct.
And that's what started this all.
Yep. So, yeah, no health fairs, no being able to meet in person or anything like that. So we thought a drive-through might be the best way to go.
Okay, so when it's all going down on November 19th, is it going down out at Active Reentry, is that correct?
Yes, out at the Active Reentry parking lot.
So what will people need to do? Just kind of show up, really?
Show up, drive through. We're going to have each agency is going to have a spot, and you'll just drive through. We'll hand you the information through the window. We'll all be wearing masks. Everybody will just stay in their vehicles, drive through, drive in and out.
Okay, and you've got to have some fun stuff too, right?
Oh, yeah. So one of our partnering sponsors is doing some Thanksgiving family fun packs that we'll be giving out, and then we're also going to be doing a few prizes along the way as well.
Okay, so that, once again, is all going down on November 19th at Active Reentry. What's the time on it again?
From 3:30 to 5:30.
Okay, and you are looking for other people in the community that offer services like this as
Correct.
Well, right?
Yep.
So if they wanted to get a hold of you guys, what would they need to do?
So just call Derek or myself out at Active Reentry, and the phone number is 637-4950.
All right, now we get to pick on Derek.
Uh-oh.
Derek, let's talk about some of the things that you guys do out there. Because Active Reentry, in fact, let's enlighten the people. Maybe let them know what Active Reentry is all about.
Yeah, so Active Reentry is one of the six independent living centers in Utah. We span seven counties, 27,000 square miles. We have up to three satellite offices at a time. And basically what we do is we help people live as independently as they would like to live.
Okay, and in order to do that, sometimes you guys have really cool like support groups that you guys do and things like that. Are you guys doing any of the fun Zoom activities that you were doing before at all?
Always, yeah. We've transitioned to that since April. We did a few in person, but since things have been worse and with everything that's going on, we've just started doing Zoom exclusively between our youth programs and our community integration.
Okay, and what are some of the Zoom programs that you guys offer?
So we do our youth programs. They range from 8 to 24-year-olds. And then we have our community integration, which is 24 and up. Everything from bingo to we're doing scavenger hunts. We have movie nights. We're getting ready to start hopefully a video game league between some of us. So yeah, it's varied. We're doing recreational skills like hygiene, teaching kids and older to just live independently.
Okay, so let's go back and pop back over to Chris now and talk about some of the support groups that you guys have that you offer there.
Yeah, so we've got three specific support groups that we offer to everybody in the community. So we have a grief support group, caregiver support group, and a low vision support group. So, the name kind of tells you what each one is for and that. But if you want any more information on that, just give the office a call and we can direct you where you need to go and who you need to talk to.
All right. Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much for popping out here today and letting us know about all this great stuff that you guys are doing. And once again, if you've got any questions or have any information that you guys would like from Active Reentry, Chris, what's that phone number one more time?
637-4950.
All right. Hey, Chris, Derek, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.